Once upon a time, there was
a tired person named Timony Jiminy.
Timony Jiminy just everywhere he went, he was so sleepy. He had a job.
Narcolepsy.
He was narcoleptic. He had a job at a coffee shop.
Yes, I thought you were going to say it's national.
And he needed that job as a coffee at the coffee shop because he needed to drink coffee all day.
Oh, so he could stay awake.
You could stay a little bit awake. But,
put your hand on
the cup. He drank so much coffee that his boss was like, this is ridiculous.
Wow. Sorry, viewers.
Where'd it go? Where did it go? Okay, we're still in business. Okay.
How many times have you dropped your phone?
The phone? I had actually dropped my phone a bunch in the last week. I don't know
why. That's why I was asking.
I'm going to say like 6 times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with my Butterfingers.
Granny drops her phone every
day. Anyways, it's not broken, so we have that going for us.
And his boss is all like.
Anyways, Timony Jiminy. We can't from this angle.
Well, get the new ankle.
But then the phone.
Anyways, okay. So, yes.
Ouch. One sec.
This is narcoleptic, actually.
Narcoleptic is actually. Narcolepsy? Mm-hmm. Is actually a thing, yes.
That's kind of crazy.
So, Timony Jiminy's boss was like, dude, we can't do this anymore. You're drinking more coffee than the customers. You're drinking more customers than the coffee. And he said, see, I can't even think straight. I'm so frustrated with your coffee consumption. It's ridiculous. And then when you're not drinking coffee, you're in the bathroom wazzing out the coffee because you drank so much darn coffee. Yes, late. So Timony Jiminy was fired. When Timony Jiminy was walking home, he fell asleep. Right on the sidewalk. Curled up, stuck his thumb in his mouth, and had a 3-hour snooze on the sidewalk. Everybody walked around him. Finally he woke back up. He's like, what? Oh crap. I need a coffee. But he was worried to go and buy coffee because he's like, I don't have a job. I shouldn't be spending money. So he decided the best way to keep himself awake was to keep himself freaked out. So he walked home down the middle of the street, right on the white line. And he was so freaked out that he stayed awake. So then he thought to himself, okay, maybe coffee's not the way to go. Maybe I just gotta live my entire life freaked out.
College.
That'll keep me awake. So, started looking for jobs that would be really freaky. First job he found was cleaning the windows on the CN Tower. And he took that job and went up there. It was so freaky. And he was pretty good at it. So he would put a harness on him, climb around the windows at the top of the CN Tower and clean them all. And it was so high, he was super freaked out. But after like 2 weeks, he got used to it, and that wasn't freaky. And then his boss found him swinging from his rope, snoozing. And he said, you're snoozing for a bruising, buddy. You're out of here. He fired him. So Timony Jiminy looked into a few other things. He was, he worked at the zoo, feeding the lions. But eventually he got really comfortable with the lions, and the lions got comfortable with him. And he curled up and snoozed with them, because if there's one thing lions like doing, it's snoozing. So that didn't work. And then he became a race car driver, but then he fell asleep and crashed. So that didn't work. And he was having a real hard time finding a job that would keep him awake. Until one day, he was walking through a mall, and he walked into one store. He was testing out a bed and fell asleep on it. Had a really good nap. When he woke up, the guy at the store was like, "Okay, I gotta close the store, so I'm afraid you have to get up." He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." What?
He put my shirt down.
Yeah. He said, I'm so sorry. I fall asleep all the time, and it's a real problem." The guy said, No. You have to head home because I'm locking up, but, yeah, no, that was great. You look so comfortable in that bed. People came in and bought. I said, "Whatever he's sleeping on, that looks great." And so then they bought that mattress. So you should come in every day and sleep on these mattresses.
So he's practically sleeping on the job.
Yeah, so then he got a job
sleeping on the job.
And he came in every day. Went to sleep, woke up, went home. They sold more mattresses than they ever have because of Timony Jiminy. The end.
If you're having windows open, you have to lift the blinds up.
I don't want to.
Then you have to take all that stuff off the windowsill, because what happens when the wind blows is all your stuff gets knocked off.
That's never happened.